Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we explore life and wildlife in the mountain country depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 194, penned by Madurai Marudan Ilanaganar. Set in the mountain landscape of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, passing on a hidden message to the man listening nearby. Amma, Vali, Tholi, Kaimara Yadu Seivankol Name, Kayavai Kandrudai Marungin Pidipunarndu Iyalum, Valanvuyar Maruppin Nilam Eer Tadakkai, Annal Yanaikku Andriyum, Kalmisai Taninilai Idanam Pulamba Pogi, Mandiyum Ariya Marampayil Urusirai, Kundra Verppanudu Naam Vilayada, Irumbu Kavarkonda Yenar Perungural Kolla, Sirupasungkelikke. The poem opens with the pressing word Amma, meaning listen, at once inviting us to pay close attention. Then appears the word Kaimaru, which is in prevalent use 2000 years later, still meaning to repay a kindness. An entire family of elephants appear for us as we glimpse at Kandru, meaning calf, Pidi, meaning female elephant, and not to forget the male referred with a curious epithet, Annal Yanai. Annal is the term of endearment accorded to respected leaders. The renowned Indian crusader against caste discrimination, Dr. Ambedkar, was referred to affectionately as Annal by the Tamils. Let's investigate as to why this reverent address has been rendered unto the elephant. Before we get there, let's also glance at Idanam or lookout, Anal or millet field, and Pasangili or green parrot. From these fast-cut images, let's move on to the full picture. The man and lady have been in a love relationship, and the man has been trysting with the lady during the day when she guards the millet fields. The confidant decides to convey to him that the time is ripe for him to turn away from these temporary pleasures to permanent joy. One day when he comes to meet with the lady pretending not to see him, she says to the lady, "Listen, my friend, may you live long. What can we offer in return?" To that honorable male elephant with a long trunk that touches the earth and powerful uplifted tusks, the one that unites with the female elephant which stands with a wide-mouthed calf by its side, and also to that small green parrot for not coveting the long-eared desirable millets waiting for the slash of iron. The elephant and the parrot stayed away as you played with the lot from the mountains on the lonely lookout high up there in the shade of a cluster of trees on one side, so tall that even monkeys cannot climb atop. With these words, the confidant is urging the man to pursue a life of wedded union now that the time has come for the lady to leave her lookout and be confined to her house. Let's unravel the intricate details within. The confidant starts by bidding the lady to listen, and not just the lady, the man and we the readers are all ears. She puts forth a rhetorical question asking how they can ever repay the favor done unto them. Who is she talking about? We learn that it's a male elephant with such a long trunk that it caresses the earth. Neither is this male elephant a bachelor. He has a wife and a big-mouthed calf. Even though it's a mere matter of extending his long trunk, and even though he has these mouths to feed, this elephant stays away from eating the millets in the field. These millets are full grown, and any day they will encounter the touch of iron sickles. Not only the huge elephant, but even the tiny parrot has refrained from stealing those millet ears. And all this credit is not due to the sincere efforts of the lady either. She was not there to scare them away, for she was relishing the company of the man in a lookout so high amidst tall trees that even monkeys dare not climb. Seeing this, the confidant ends her conversation with the lady and the man listening by the hedge. All we heard was a story about elephants and parrots refraining from eating millets. How is the message concealed in this verse? And that is the unique talent of Sangam poets. In the reference to the lookout being in the shade of tall trees, where not even monkeys dared to climb, the confidant reminds the man how advantageous the trysting location had been, away from the prying eyes of the village folk. Then, when she talks about full-grown millets, it is to indicate that the lady's work is done, and now as the harvest begins, the lady will be expected to remain within her home, in which case the man cannot continue to enjoy her company. So, emulating that respectable male elephant that strides with its female and child, the man too must seek a wedded union to earn respect and bring lasting happiness to the lady. Extraordinary is the way animals are being called forth in Sangam verses to express all that's great about human behavior. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.